Okay, so so an issue, a related area, is basically a machlokas Rambam Rash. Okay, and before we get to it, I mean, the punchline of machlokas is if someone else is wearing kalayim and is bagging in the street, are you chayv to rip it off of him? Are you chayv to stop him from doing it, or is it only a chayv to rip it off yourself, but you don't have to stop him? So we're gonna, that's gonna be the question, but we'll get to it. So in the meantime, though, let's look at the Rash. Okay, I guess we could start with the Rash. So the Rosh, I mean, the Rosh has, brings up a few points. So I mean, might as well just read through the whole Rosh. Okay, we'll see what he has to say, and then we'll get to the Machlokas. Okay, so the Rosh starts. It's on. It's hard to find, but it's took me a while to find it. But it's in Nida, in Perek Tas, in the Rosh. So he has a little segment about Hilchos Kalei Begadim, Kalei Begadim. So there's a lot of the Gemaras on the Kala, and Shatnas are in Nida. So he has a section here in the Rosh, in Perek Tas. In the Rosh, he has a section of Hilchos Kalei Begadim. It's on the Pegim on the Beis. The one we're up to is Ozvav, Simen Vav, and the Pegim on the Beis, page 166. So it says, Gersinon Bebrachos, Lamer Biudah Morav. Motsu Klein Bigdo Poshto Fil Vashuk Shanamar Ein Chochma Ein Tuna Kamak Shesh Kalashem Ein Chol Kum Kavad Rav. Okay, so our Gemara, the Gemara in Brachos. Basically, you can't have a dechia. Kavod Rabbi can't be docha deoraisa, so because it will imply a contradiction to Ein Eitzu into an Alei Hashem. Okay, it will imply Kavod Rabbi is more important than Kavod Shmaya. The nerd Dafku beklaim deoraisa, beklaim derabanan ma. Okay, it's only by klaim deoraisa because there are different kinds of the klaim. There's a klaim in the Torah and klaim in the Rabbanan. So he's saying specifically by a klaim which is also in the Torah, by a klaim which is also in the Rabbanan, it's not going to apply. Right? Which just makes sense. Right? It makes sense, because that's the last session of the Torah. Mitparachala becovros hames, v'chazru, v'ofneim shnei drach, machta rach tmei, above the Torah, v'lotmei, that's a mistake here, but whatever. V'lotmei, v'lotmeimo, I'm sorry, v'lotmei, v'lotmeimo, v'lotmeimo, that's not a mistake. V'lotmeimo, 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 kvodo, v'lotmeimo, 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 So you see, it's clear from our Gemara that it's only that it can't be docha deraisa, but derabana, and it could be docha, right? Fine, right? Because as we explained, derabana doesn't reflect kavod shemayim directly, but it's through the intermediary of the chacham, and therefore it's not going to be that problem. Fine, so that's so far so good. Okay. Fine. Yerushalmi harishahalach. So if a guy is going in the shuk, and it turns out he's wearing kalayim, train amaran. Chadam rasar or chadam matar. So one says it's asar, he has to take it off, then says matar. Mandam rasar. Mandi asar, dvar Torah. Right? Because it's a dvar Torah. So since this is dvar Torah, it's not going to be docha kavod abrios. Mandam matir, kederv zera, gadol kavod abrios. So docha mitzvah, belosa say, shah achas. Or as they change the bottom, Mandan Antif, Lefisha. So one Manda Amar says, you could actually keep on your garment, even though it's Kalayim. Why? Because Kavod HaBrios is Doche, a mitzvah, Slosa, say, Lefisha, a momentary Dechia. The question is, what does he mean here when he says, so I mean, you have your Shita, I mean, the Bavli doesn't have the Shita, but the Yerushalmi has a Shita, which says that it's actually going to be, that it will be Doche, Losa, Shibatara. Okay, even a real Losa, even an Asai, right? And he doesn't really explain why. I mean, that's what we have to explain. But one thing he says is lefisha. It's dochalos say lefisha. So the question is, what does he mean by lefisha? What's the point? I mean, it would seem lefisha in there must be an allusion to his idea, like why it is that way or how it works, right? I mean, how does he get around the problem of it's meant to an oleg and hashem? You know. Okay, so that's a question. See, I was saying like this is that. This whole thing is what's the Bavli really holding? Okay, let's think about this. The Bavli is saying is that really Kavod HaBrios is a theme. It's a whole theme, and it really should be docha lo sasei. Okay, it should be docha lo sasei in terms of, like, so to speak, the rules of dechia should be docha lo sasei. But there's one problem. The problem is that to allow such a dechia to take place, although it should. To allow it to take place would be a contradiction to this klal of Enes, the sod of Enes into an Alei Hashem. So the implication would be that you're saying Kavod HaBrios is more important than Kavod Shemayim. Right? That would be the implication. Right? Okay, fine. But I think there's an actual argument that you could counter that. Okay, and you'll say, let me ask you a question. Let's take an instance. Let's say you say, I say dechalos asai. I don't know, let's say, mila is docha tzaras. Right, if you have a tzaras, leprosy, on the makom of Arla, the makom of the mila, so you cut off the tzaras. So does that mean, it's a good question, but does that mean that asai is more important than los asai? I don't think it just means mila is more important than tzaras. I mean, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But I don't think that it means that, right? I don't think that if a person would deduce from the chios importance and significance of things, you'd say it's a mistake. It would seem, right? I mean, I don't think that's it would seem that's two different things. It's a halachic question. I mean, it's a good question why I say the chalas asai. I mean, they learn that from psukim and all, you know. But it would seem that that's not an indication of significance or of importance. I mean, it's a halachic thing. So you could say maybe tzaras is more important than mila, maybe. But when they clash, a clash is like a momentary thing. All right. Significance is like a question. If I want to judge the ultimately, which is a more significant thing? That's one type of question. But now is a question when they have a head-on clash. How does halacha deal with the clash? Okay. And at this moment, what am I going to do? Am I going to do this? Or am I going to do that? Now halacha is a principle in a clash. I say the chalos. I say. Okay. For whatever reason. Okay. It's just a systematic kind of a reason, maybe. Not because it's more important, but nasei is a certain type of a structure. I'll say a certain type of a structure. I'll say the chalos. I say for whatever reason. So you could argue that in the same way here, that that you have kavod abrios, which is the theme. You have shatnez, which is a particular ma'aseh issa, particular lo'aseh issa. So it's not like we're making a value judgment and saying, you know what, we're going to get rid of shatnez because in general it's going to be against the way people kavod abrios or something like that. We're not knocking out an institution like see, once it's something olam. See, la'olam means that you're saying that it's more important. If it would be like a permanent change to the system, it would be saying, shatnez is forget about because we have something more important than that. See, if it's a permanent change, it means that it's a value judgment. But in a lefisha, when it's a lefisha type of a thing, it's not, that shows that it's a halachic question of dechia. So the fact that it's lefisha said, indicates that it's not a value judgment. We're not saying that kavod abrios is more important than is a greater man is more than God. Of course not. It doesn't reflect on that. It's a fisha. It's a halachic clash of the chiyas of this moment. But if you ask me which one's a more important institution, if you're talking about like in a permanent type of a way, if you're analyzing them inherently, of course kavod shemayim is more important. So that's the machlokas. Okay, I mean, that's the question. I mean, that's the point where you could argue on it. The question is, does the dechia have like a subtle implication? I mean, I don't think anyone's going to say that it really means it's more important, because of course not. But the question is, does it have like a subtle implication which is problematic? I mean, like what the Bavli is suggesting, which is the Chiddush. No, the Bavli. The Bavli is suggesting, which is the Chiddush, is that the fact that Ein Yetzer Intel Neged Hashem doesn't allow even a dechia, because even though it's a dechia and it's a halachic thing and it's lefisha and all, but still that is a subtle like implication, because you're saying this is going to take precedence over that. So even though in reality it's a halachic question, but the principle of Ein Yetzer Intel Neged Hashem is going to be makivit. I mean, that's where Rav Yosef, whoever it was, in Brachos. Who brought Rabbi Yudah Marav? That was his chiddush, and that was the Gemara at Meisveis, right? We said, well, you have a Meisveis, you can't argue on the principle. But the question is, does it enter? Is it a problem? And so far, you could say it's a halachic thing. Halachically, it's docha, lefisha. It's not significant. So that in the Yerushalmi is actually a machlokas. It's nice because it points out that what we've been saying all along isn't. It's not like solid. I mean, there is a weak point in there, which is that, and that's Rabbi Yudah Marav's chiddush, that. In this area, like the philosophy is going to work its way into the halacha somehow. I mean, it could be explained. I mean, it has a lot to be explained. Because I don't think he's going to say it, and I say it's more important than lo sasai. But it's just like, It's a good question. Maybe you could go further. Maybe go further, maybe, in taking it why one way or another. But it seemed that's what it's revolving around. That's the question it revolves around. Is that a problem? Yerushalmi say it's not a problem because it's only Fisha. Okay? So I'm saying, I doubt that the Bavli is going to hold that in general the Chiyah implies Chashivas. I don't think so. I just think for some reason in this area, and that's what could use a little more explanation, but for some reason in this area, it's not that it actually implies that, but it's that it just, you can't, like, it just, when it comes to like Yesod like that, apparently, even though it may have such a implication, even to a person who doesn't know halacha, or something, I mean, I'm not sure, something like that. Like, it's a subtle implication, even though it's not really halachically true, but it just, halacha can't allow such a thing to take place, you know what I mean? Because it's so against that Yesod. You know, that's what Rabbi, I mean, it's a good question why it is, but that is what Rabbi Yonah is saying. And he's telling Hashem. So it's a good question why it is that, you know. I mean, it could be that once you're introducing an institution like Kavod HaBrios, which is tied in with like a Hashkafic kind of an idea, it's not like the nature of the thing is Kavod. So now it could be it brings into play that framework. I mean, I don't know. It's something to think about. So now further in the rush, okay? Further in the rush. So now the rush says like this. Tani, in medak, begin lo b'meis, lo b'kalayim, the base medrash. You don't have to worry about a mace and a kalayim in the base medrash. So we'll see what that means. Rav Yosef, have a Yosef, umasni. So Yosef was sitting and learning, have a taman misa. And there was a mace there. Mand enafak lama leklam. Someone who laughed didn't say anything to him. Mand Yosef lama leklam. No one said anything to him. Okay. So let's get to the client part. Okay, let's leave out the mace part. So Rav Ami, Yosef Umasni, Amarchad Lachavri, Atlovish Kalayim. So Rav Ami was teaching, and one guy said to his friend, hey, listen, you're wearing Kalayim. So while they're learning, Amarle Rabbi Ami, so Rabbi Ami said to him, Shlof Manich, take off Vahavle, take off your clothing and give it to them. Okay? Vesava, right? I think, I forgot exactly, but looking at Shami, I think it means like Rami was criticizing him. Like, okay, you give him your clothing. In other words, he shouldn't have really told him. He shouldn't have, he's criticizing him. So the Gemara is saying, apparently Rami is saying that really he shouldn't have told him. He shouldn't have told him about the fact that he was wearing Kalayim. Okay, and the fact that he did, he's saying, you know, now I'll take it off on you, give him your clothing. It's your, you know, you made a mistake. So then the Rishami tries to explain why is he criticizing him? So the Gemara says, the Sava Rav Ami came over the Shari. So Rav Ami held like the Shito, held its mutter. Right? He held like Shito, held, said, really, it's Kavod HaBrios Docha. Right? So therefore, Rav Ami was saying, what are you telling the guy to take it off? Inami, the Klein Darabonon. Or you could say that the case is talking about Klein Darabonon. Klein Darabonon, you don't have to take it off. Inami, okay, and this is the important one. The Klein Daraisa, maybe really it was Klein Daraisa. The guy was wearing Klein Daraisa. Aye, so why did Rami hold that he shouldn't have told him to take it off? Right? So this is bad. They have multi Klein Bigdo, in Chachman, Tun, like Rashem, it's Erkel Posto, Filu Bashar. If you are aware, find Klein in your baghead, so you gotta take it off, because it's a Kvod Shemayim. Avalim Adam Roe Klein Bigde Chavero. But if you see someone else wearing Kalayim, the Halovish Kalayim any Odeya, but the guy wearing it doesn't know about it, Ain Lomar Lobishuk, Achi Gilabeso, don't tell him about it in the street until he gets home. Mishon Kavod HaBrios, Yishtok Lobishan Meshogeg. Because of Kavod HaBrios, you could be silent and not be Porishim because he's a Shogeg. The guy's a Shogeg. So even though you tell me Kavod HaBrios can't be Doche Kalayim, Bemezid, if you know about it, but if the guy is a shogeg, so then you don't have to stop him. That's what the Rosh Hashalacha is. That's basically the Rosh Hashalacha. The Rosh holds that if someone else is wearing kalayim in the shuk or in the base medrash or whatever it is, so you're not mechuyav to tell, and if he knows about it, then he's gonna have to take it off and thereby compromise his kavod HaBrios. So you're not mechuyav to tell him about it. Since he's b'shogeg, you should let him do it. Let him do it. Okay? We're going to have to answer that. We have to answer. And Moshe's asking, he says, yeah, but what about chayav tochiach? For you, it's a chayav tochiach, and you know about it. So why don't you say, you have a chayav tochiach, and you're b'mezid at ignoring that chayav. But the answer must lie, and this we have to explain. But for him, he's a shogeg. So for him, when he's a shogeg, Kavod HaBrios allows him to do it b'shogeg. So now what, you don't have to step in, because what he's doing is okay, because the Kavod HaBrios there. You know? So, I mean, that's what we have to explain. We have to explain. But that's what the Rosh's move is. But that's what we have to answer. I mean, anyway, that's a good question. We have to answer that. That's the Rosh. But let's do the Rambam, because the Rambam argues. Okay, that's the Rosh. But this is my focus, the Rambam. The Rambam argues. Okay, so let's read the Rambam. Rambam is in the Hilchos Kalayim, which is in Zerayim. Hilchos Kalayim, Perek Yud Al-Chavtas. Okay? Rambam says like this. Haro Kalayim Shal Torah Al-Chavera. Afil Ha-Mahal V'Shuk. Kofetz Lo V'Koro Lov Miyad. So even if the guy's going in the street, you got to jump on him and rip it off him right away. Okay? The Radvaz says, by the way, of course, if he's willing to take it off, you don't have to rip it. I guess it means, like, if he's not going to do it or whatever. So you have to take it off right away. The guy is a shogeg. I mean, or at least he might be a shogeg. Apparently, the Rambam doesn't care that he might be a shogeg. He doesn't care about what the Rosh is concerned. And that's the two things in the Rambam. I mean, one thing is clearly you see the fact that he's doing a shogeg apparently doesn't allow Kavod HaBrios to knock it. Well, he explains. So let's just say, even if he's your Rav, why she ain't Kavod HaBrios docha Yisrael also same first b'Torah? Because Kavod HaBrios isn't docha and Yisrael also ha mefurash b'Torah. So that's good what he said by the way, behedya. Or we'll say, it's mefurash b'Torah means it's a lo sasei, and it's an explicit lo sasei, as opposed to sheval ta lo sasei, which isn't mefurash. It's indirect. But the point is, he's saying that Kavod HaBrios, you see the Rambam holds that Kavod, the fact that he's shogeg doesn't affect the fact that Kavod HaBrios can't be docha. Shogeg doesn't help. But Moshe is mentioning there's another point in the Rambam, besides the fact that you have to tell him and shogeg, but now he's adding in another factor that you have to rip it off of him. Which is a different discussion, I think. I mean, I think that's a question of stop. If you see a guy doing this, are you have to violently stop him from doing it? I mean, it sounds like certain things for sure, but that's, I think, let's hold off on that, because let's just say, insofar as he's arguing on the Rosh, I think the question is, you have a clear machlokas, is if a guy is violating Kalayim by accident, he doesn't know about it, are you mechayiv to tell him, or to tell him, and the Rambam's going to say, you're going to tell him, you're also mechayiv even to rip it off of him. But the point is, are you mechayiv to tell him, in the very least, I mean, the Rosh is saying he's shogeg, don't worry about it. The Rambam's saying, I don't care if he's shogeg. Okay? Let's read further in the Rambam. So that's the Gemara Machlokas. We're going to have to define the Machlokas. But let's just finish reading the Rambam. V'lama nitcha be'ashav aveda. He's going to go through all the permutations. So he says, lama nitcha be'ashav aveda. Why is it doch ha'ashav aveda? Right? The nation lav shal mamon. Because like it's a lav of mamon. And like we said, the Gemara says, mamon yisrael le'yofinon. That it's not, when it's a lav of mamon, where it's, so to speak, where God is setting up a halacha of Hashavas Aveda to protect the individual's momentous rights, so then to violate that isn't the same lack in Kvod Shemayim as where it's an intrinsic Isser. So here the Isser is because of the person, to protect his rights. So therefore the crime doesn't reflect Kvod Shemayim in the same way. So saying in that kind of an Isser, it is Doch. Okay? Then, v'lomenitcha b'Tumas Meis. So what about Tumas Meis? Tumas Meis is a real Esser. It's not the Mamon. Whole part of Chosam. L'chosam, v'piyashmo l'omde, l'chosam, v'inutame, avantame l'meis mitzvah. So that's a different thing, because Tumas Meis is exercise Chosam. The Torah didn't, it was never Esser in that case. So therefore, it's not that it's being dochet, it's just that the Esser doesn't apply to in that case. So therefore, that doesn't run into a problem either. The problem isn't the Chia. Avol, davar she'isurim divrehem. That lav is nitcham bnei kavod HaBrios. He's not saying it's darabanan. It is a deraisa. But that lav is nitcham bnei kavod HaBrios. Okay? Doesn't seem to be like the Rambam is learning like Rashi. That thing of mochal their kavod. You know what I mean? He doesn't seem to be saying that. He's just saying the question, like it seems, like he's saying that since that lav is not directly Kvod Shemayim, but it's giving the Rabbanan authority, therefore that lav could always be the nitcham nekavod HaBrios. I mean, like we thought, it's not directly, but I mean, we still doesn't help for. I mean, Rashi apparently wasn't learning that. Rashi learned without without this phenomenon of them being mochal, something wouldn't work. I mean, it's not clear exactly. I mean, that's the way we have to think about it. What exactly wouldn't work if not for them being mochel? But it seems like the Rambam doesn't say anything about that. He says, "Lafika chamav shanishol devarim, and a kol of b'shuk, and a posh of b'shuk, ashim regel beitzah." right? So if it's a claim of Darabanan, then you don't have to tell him about it. You don't have to rip it off. You don't have to tell him. Right? You don't have to take it off either, because Darabanan says, so sasar, so kavar abiyos zedokhe, bimhoi shal Torah, poshto miyad. But if it's minotaur, you have to rip it off, take it off right away.
What is
I don't know why you repeat. That's a good question. You're saying it yourself? That's a good question. He didn't mention yourself before either, but he said, you die, you can't, I don't know. That's a different type of question. Let's not deal with that now. Okay, so punchline is, so let's get a machlokas here, right? You have machlokas, simple machlokas. Is if a guy, if you see someone, if you're wearing kalayim in the shuk, and you find out about it, you definitely have to rip it off. You definitely have to take a eye cover to brails, and he's been to a negat Hashem, okay, definitely. Question is, what about if you see someone else doing it, this shogeg? Okay? So you're also doing a shogeg, the Rambam says, look, I don't care, it's the Kavod HaBrios isn't Docha, and it's a loss also. Right? And the Rosh is going to say, no, he's shogeg, so you don't have to stop him. Who's easier, who makes more sense? The Rambam. Right? The Rambam. Why? Right, the Rambam's going to say simple. That once you're telling me, the question is Kavod HaBrios Docha Kalayim, or is it not Docha Kalayim? So you have to say it's not Docha Kalayim, because it's a loss also, deoraisa. So it's not Docha Los Shabbat Torah. So therefore, this is a normal Isser Kalayim, right? So it's an Isser Kalayim. There's no halacha. Kavod HaBrios has nothing to do with that. It's not Docha. So now he's violating Kalayim B'shogeg. So like anything else, I have to tell a guy if he's violating Isser B'shogeg, right? I mean, if Kavod HaBrios isn't Docha, it's because it's Los Shabbat Torah. That's what I'm saying. And if Kavod HaBrios isn't Docha, Los Shabbat Torah. So Kalayim is Los Shabbat Torah. So Kavod HaBrios isn't Docha. So what do I care if it's Kavod HaBrios? I mean, the bottom line is, it's like any other Esser D'oraisa, yeah? That the guy's violating the Shogeg, that I'm chayav to stop him from it. So why, who cares that it's Kavod HaBrios? It's not Docha, this Los Hashem. I mean, it's straight. I mean, why should Shogeg make a difference? So Gary says back, he says, yeah, but the whole thing is we're saying that the problem is that it can't be Docha because of Mechal Shem Shemayim. Right, so if I'm mazed, if I know about it, I'm wearing kalayim, that's chol shem shemayim, violating Isra on purpose. So kavod HaBrios, forget about it. But when it's b'shogeg, that's not a chol shem shemayim, it's an accident, I didn't really know about it. So you can say, I'm a chol shem shemayim, it's I'm denying kavod HaMakom. No, it's a violation b'shogeg. So it's a violation b'shogeg, but now kavod HaBrios should be docha. Okay, good. So what's a machlokas? Okay, so that's good. So we have two good sides. So now let's get a machlokas. Good. So Moshe says, good. I mean, it follows very naturally from the way we're learning the Bavli. Because the Bavli is saying that really, Kavod HaBrios should be Docha. But the only thing is that if you would allow such a thing, then it's going to lead to this false implication. It contradicts. And it's the internal negative Hashem. Right? So now the question is, so therefore what? What's the result of that problem? Do you say, therefore, there's no Dechiyah? We can't allow this dechia. Since this dechia, even though theoretically it should be docha, but since the dechia would lead to that conclusion, so therefore it can't be docha. That's it. Can't be docha. Okay. So the whole dechia is uprooted. So therefore, is kalayim docha? Is the kavod docha kalayim? Absolutely not. Cannot be. Kavod HaBrios is a theme, is an institution, and the kalayim is just one isra. Doesn't matter. We can't allow it. We have to stop that dechia, because if you'd allow that dechia, then as an institution, that would imply a contradiction to Einetz and Negev Hashem, so it can't be. Or do you say no? It is docha, and it should be docha. The only thing is that you can't, so to speak, act on that dechia, because if your action is going to have a crazy philosophical implication. So it's not that the mechanism of the dechia is just thrown out. I mean, the mechanism of the chiyah makes sense. It's a good mechanism. But you just can't do it if it's going to, when it, insofar as it leads to that conclusion. Oh, but if that's the case, that's the rush. So he's going to say, if the guy's doing a b'shogeg, so now the question is, you have two questions. Is the dechiyah, is Kavod HaBrios docha kalayim? Yes. Now, could he make use of it? Is him making use of it going to imply a contradiction to Einetz and Hashem? No, because it only implies that when it's an action, amazed. When it's a shogeg, it doesn't imply like he's knocking Kavod HaBrios. It's a shogeg. So, in terms of the halachic mechanism of dechia, it should be docha. The only thing is that the guy, by doing it, it has an action, it has an implication. I am putting Kavod HaBrios over Kavod Shemayim, but I'm not doing that because I don't even know about it. So, in the pure halachic mechanism, it's docha. So therefore, it's fine. Now, if the sins for that guy, it's fine and it's docha, I don't have to be machiach him because in his framework, he's a shogeg. So it's not a denial of Kvod Shemayim in his framework. So therefore, it's docha. So he's doing a purely fine halachic thing. So therefore, I don't have to stop him. But the Rambam says no. The first way. That since this dechia runs into the problem of Ein Eitzav and Zayir Hashem, so therefore, the dechia can't take place. That therefore, categorically, the dechia cannot take place. And there's a dechia which would lead to this type of a thing can't take place. So therefore, even though the rules of dechia should lead to Kavar Yisrael Docha Alosasei Kalayim, it is not. So therefore, I show you, so it's not docha. So since that's what I'm says, is that Kavar Yisrael is not docha Kalayim. So now the guy's doing a show you, so, but it's not docha. So he's basically violating an Esrei Kalayim. The Esrei Kalayim is 100% intact, and he's violating a show you. So it's like any other halacha. Guy violates halacha of show you, you have to go after him. Okay, so it's very nice that it's just naturally two ways to go within our idea that it should be docha, but the philosophy doesn't allow for it. So therefore, is it still docha, but the philosophy stops it when it's relevant, or that philosophy, so to speak, tinkers with the whole system of dechia itself and doesn't allow the dechia. Okay, right, very good. As that's just to point out, that's what Shaggy Sarayu says. And it's brought down by the article. Shaggy Sarayu says that. Not to imply that we're Bekiyim in the Shagasari, but the Shagasari says that this is the machlokas between the two Lashonos, because according to the Gemara, because in the Menachos. Because the first Lashon says that Ravina stopped, told him later on, hey, this is where it ripped from. So why did he only tell him later on? Because he held that was like the Rosh, that you don't have to tell him, so he was Beshogig. So the first Lashon is holding, the Rosh is holding like the first Lashon. You don't have to tell him until later, because he's Shogig. But the second Lashon says he stopped him at that very point. So why did he stop him at that very point? So he says that's the Rambam's learning. That's in line with the learning of the Rambam, that you have to stop the guy. Shogig doesn't make a difference. But, I mean, it is a little funny that they can tell me what they're. That's the Machlokes Rambam and the Rosh is which Lashon you're passing like. I mean, maybe you say it is. I mean, that's, but I guess that's what he's saying, but... It's interesting. It is interesting. Okay.